The Gemara tells us in Yuma that Pikuach Nefesh is Dochet Shabbos. And that's why we have a halacha. Someone whose life is in danger is obligated to give up one's life. We know there are the big three. There are three averus that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem on. That if someone puts a gun to your head and says to murder someone, worship idols, we have a illicit relation, so there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And there's a further machlokas, Tosis and the Rambam, whether one's allowed to choose, let's say someone tells you to machal on Shabbos, but you don't want to. So the Rambam writes, in a situation where you're not obligated to, Areza Mischaya Benafsho, it's suicide. And Tosis seems to have an opinion, according to some of the Bali Tosus, that sometimes you have the option. If you want to go at Kiddush Hashem, you can. So that's only, as the Bali Tosus and others explain, is if it's a case of a Kiddush Hashem, it's a religious issue involved. You don't want to be Machal Shabbos, and they want you to. But let's say it's a case of danger. The famous Maestro with the Rakanti, what he brings down, that there was a case with one of the Bali Tosfos who the doctors told them, if you fast, you're definitely going to die. And if you don't fast, if you eat, you're probably going to die anyway. So he decided, well, I'm not going to fast then. I mean, I am going to fast. I don't want to eat on Yom Kippur. It's probably not going to be helpful. So therefore, and he died. He didn't eat and he died, and even the Bali Tosfos said he did the wrong thing. In other words, the discussion is about Kiddush Hashem, whether you have the option. But no one would say in this case that you had to risk your life on the Sakana issue. So that's the way we paskin. Pikuach Nefesh Docheh Shabbos, Achol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. You have to do a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos. In fact, it goes in both directions. Even if you're not sure, well, it'll probably be okay if I wait till after Shabbos, but you're not sure, so then you still get in the car. And even if the case is the guy's probably not going to make it anyway, you still machal Shabbos. I feel chayesha, like the Gemara in Yuma, when the debris falls on top of the person. So everyone agrees to it. It's just an imaginary. Halacha, it depends which based on what pasuk. V'chai b'hem, better than machal Shabbos achas, because yishma Shabbos is abre, and then a mila. But it's all in agreement, but the Karaites, the people who didn't believe in the oral law, they said you're not allowed to. So that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. He says, anyone who thinks that you're not allowed to machal Shabbos in order to save a life, he says you're one of the karam, you're a heretic. Because it's giving the false view that the Torah doesn't have mercy and kind, and therefore you're a karite. So it's not you're just not a karite if you believe in it, you have to actually do it. So that's the Rambam is referring to against the karites, who erroneously believe, like many other things, they erroneously believe that you don't eat better to die. And that's a famous story the Rav used to say over regarding when he got sick when he was very young, and he was with his father Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his grandfather Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So when the doctor came in, Rav Chaim asked the doctor, do you need some more light? Do you need some light? So the doctor said it can't hurt. So Rav Chaim told his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was the Rav's father, to turn on the light to help the doctor. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik hesitated because the doctor never said he actually needed the light for sure. Rav Chaim called him an apikoros. Why an apikoros? Because he's referring to the Rambam here in Hilchot Shabbos that, what do you mean you're an apikoros? You're a kara. You don't believe that you have to be machal or Shabbos. Of course, Rav Moshe just wasn't sure the doctor needed it. So I think the Maisa goes where Rav Zelig, Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the dayan and dayan with him, and they know each other from Volozhin, he went ahead and turned the light on. But the point being is, and they also say, why are you so meiko on Shabbos? You're always so machmir. He says, no, I'm being machmir on Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. I'm not being meiko on Hilchos Shabbos. But that's the Maisa. That's why the Rambam brings down the halacha with the karei. So even if you're a suffix sakana, so there are different levels. Obviously, there's nothing to talk about. You have a 50-50 suffix. There's nothing to talk about. There are times where I'd say it's a very small suffix. Rav Chaim Ozer talks about it and others. Let's say it's a very small suffix. So then there are certain times where, you know, so then we do have the principle of Shoma Pesayim Hashem. Hashem protects the fools. So certain times you are allowed to, if you're really nervous about it, the Shechter always says over, I can save a Levi, that the only people that did the Mila, the Gemara in Yavamas, the only people who did the Mila in the Midbar was Sheva Levi, and the other rest of Klai Yisrael didn't do. Why was it? Like, they argued on Psak, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. Was it because one was lacking Amun and one wasn't? So he says, no, it's because there was some type of, I think, east wind, that there was a little form of danger. So the Shaila was, you know, am I going to worry about it? So Sheva Levi didn't worry about it. So if you're not worried about it, Shoma Pesayim Hashem. It was a minor, it was a very low chance. But if you are worried about it, you have every right not to do it. And that's the Maisa with the Chazon Ish and the Chafetz Chaim they bring down in his biography, I think the Chazon Ish, that there's two cases. The case with the Chafetz Chaim, that someone came to the Chafetz Chaim in Europe and they said to him, you know what? I'm really worried. Things are getting bad. I need to get out of town and I don't have enough money. So I got to work on Shabbos in order to make sure I have money so when the time comes, I can get my family out of here. So the Chafetz Chaim asked, and you actually believe it's a real sakana? He says, I sure do. Then, okay, then it's pikuach nefesh for you. You're allowed to work on Shabbos. And then an hour later, another person came in the same exact details, except he said, no, I'm not really worried about it. People are saying it. I figured I'd give it a shot. He said, then you can work on Shabbos. So in other words, we see there's a certain level where it depends on, there's an objective level of sakana. It doesn't depend on you. You got to do it no matter what. But if it's a very low level, then it depends on your nervous. Like the Chazon Ish, like the case was, I think they were testing because the Nazis wanted to take over Israel. So the issue was that, let's say there were bombs coming. Back in the day, there was no radar, so the only way they could see if there are lights on. So they wanted to know, so when they hear the bombs, they don't know if it's like, they couldn't tell, is it 50 miles away, 500 miles away, so the Shiloh was, can you shut off the lights if you hear these things going on Shabbos? So, you know, it's still happening far away, so the Chazon Ish said, so based on the Chafetz Chaim, if you have people in the town who are nervous, so obviously it doesn't help that some people turn off the light, the rest of the lights are on, so therefore, he said, yeah, in that situation, if people are nervous, you're allowed to. So that's, perhaps also this is Pikuach Nefesh. So it's a similar Shiloh people had, Yudzayan Thomas is only B'Torah's Minig. Tisha B'Av is a little stronger Shiloh, but let's say in case of COVID-19. So clearly, if you have symptoms and you have fever and all that, you're at Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana. So you eat on Tisha B'Av and Yud Zayin Tamas. But let's say you don't have, let's say you tested positive for COVID-19 or you think you might have it, but you feel okay now, but you're nervous about it. So you know, that could be weird. So if you're not nervous about it and you don't have any symptoms and there's no proof in either, there's not enough proof in any way that fasting is going to hurt your situation, that's Rav Asher Weiss's sheet, and says you obligated to fast. Others say, like, we can't say for certain that fasting, we don't know if fasting will make it worse. Maybe it will weaken the immune system. So therefore, you should be able to eat because of this issue. It could come down to a personal issue. If it's a case where it's a low level of suffix, if it's a high level of danger, then there's nothing to talk about. Even on Yom Kippur, if it's a cholesh yeshbo sakana, then even on Yom Kippur. So that was the issue with COVID, and that's the issue with the Rambam. It's very strict. He says it caused anyone to not be korif, those who were willing to risk their lives. Those who weren't willing to machal Shabbos. And that was the whole issue before when we have and it still is, the issue of Tfila B'tzibor in terms of when it was actually dangerous. So that's why people felt it was very dangerous to go. And therefore, if you did, in other words, Rav David Cohen felt it was a mitzvah b'aveira, it was us to go. So now there's a time, so now that they opened up the shuls and the government, let's say medical experts say it's safe, but doesn't mean that no one can guarantee no risk, so that's the shiloh today. So therefore, should you go back to minyan? So we're at that stage. I guess it depends where you are and it's constantly changing, but assuming you're at that stage where it's shomer pesayim Hashem, it's only a very slight danger, so therefore those who are nervous about it could go to shul. Those who are nervous, then for Hashem, they should stay home. Because if you're nervous about it, there is a very low level of suffix sakana, and therefore they have this. That's the shiloh here. The Rambam writes that we take human life very seriously, and therefore make sure don't be a karite and not be willing to give up your life. And as the Yerushalmi writes, the one who is asked, a shoel, the one who is asked that it's pikuach nefesh, it's like ritzicha, because the time it takes, why are you asking? In other words, the first halacha that Yerushalmi says is teach the community pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos, because if you can wait for a chayla, that could be the difference between life and death. And therefore, it says the one who hashoel, the one who is asked the question, Yerushalmi, it's like a shvichas domim. It's like the time it takes for you to go to the Rav and ask the shaila might be too late for the shaila. And therefore, the Yerushalmi blames the Rav of the community, the Tamid HaChachamim. They say if you would explain it before, they wouldn't be wasting your time, and it could lead to unnecessary death. And as well, he says, Nishal Hashoah, the one who's asking the question, to Degna, they might be causing Shvichas Damim. And Nishal, the one who was asked, Areza Maguna, why is it Maguna? What is it? Not my fault. Well, maybe it is your fault, because if you would have publicized this halacha, therefore they'd know right away to get right to the hospital. So that's the Tanya Rishami. And that's what be very careful that pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos, and many, all the mitzvot of the Torah save the big three.